AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals is being asked to reverse Governor Greg Abbott's pardon of a former Army sergeant convicted of fatally shooting a Black Lives Matter demonstrator. Ed Donahue has details.
Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza and the family of Garrett Foster say the full pardon is a mockery of the legal system. Garza says Governor Abbott is putting politics over justice and is vowing to use every option available to reverse the decision. Daniel Perry was convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison last year for the shooting of Foster during a demonstration in downtown Austin. Perry is white. He was working as a rideshare driver when his car approached the demonstration. There was a confrontation. Witnesses say Foster, a white Air Force veteran, never raised his gun. Perry claims Foster pointed a rifle at him. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden's ordered a halt to asylum processing at the southern border when illegal entries reached 2,500. About 4,000 people have been entering per day. The Arizona legislature has given final approval to a proposal that will ask voters to make it a state crime for non-citizens to enter the state through Mexico at any location other than a port of entry. The vote by the Republican-controlled House bypasses Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs' opposition, putting it on the November ballot. And Lisa Dwyer reports the Southwest's first heat wave of the season is bringing triple-digit temperatures earlier than usual.
Forecasters are warning residents to be ready for dangerously hot conditions, with highs expected to top 110 degrees in Las Vegas and Phoenix. The National Weather Service says that much of an area stretching from southeast California to central Arizona will see its hottest weather since last September. Record daily highs could occur across the region, with the hot temperatures lasting several days with no real relief at night. The unseasonably hot weather is expected to make its way into parts of the Pacific Northwest by the end of the week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A magnet fisher landed quite the haul from a New York City lake. Sagar Magani has the story.
Casting a magnet into New York City's waterways has paid off for James Kane. On their YouTube channel, Let's Get Magnetic, Kane and girlfriend Barbie Agostini posted the haul of a lifetime.
Stacks of bills, dude!
Waterlogged bundle after another in a lake.
It's all hundreds!
Oh my God! Oh,
totaling an estimated $100,000. Kane and Agostini called the police, who let them keep the safe, which had no clues about its rightful owner.
I guess you'd call it a finders keepers thing.
One problem with the bills.
They were pretty destroyed.
I plan on taking it to Washington, to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. That's the only way to get it restored. If not, it is literally garbage.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.